Nicole Kelly was born with just one hand, and as she grew into the world, she says she realized there are people fighting for inclusion and the rights that others enjoy, and she wanted to join them. Kelly won the title of Miss Iowa in 2013. She tells GLT's Eric Stock, even since then, she has seen the conversation change as people with specific disabilities form communities online.
But also, with that being said, that connection is only highlighting the rights in which we still are looking to fight for and the places in which we have to go. Disability, statistically, it's about a 70% unemployment rate, and that's a really, really, really large percentage. So the focus is kind of turning in how to get people active, how to get companies not only ADA compliant, but how are we getting them to think outside the box and really value the diversity that is disability to make room for people who have differences like me?
When you were born, your parents did not have the internet to see how to raise a young girl with yourself without a left forearm. If you could talk about how your parents adapted to that and how they were able to keep you and to push you to be as active as you could be.
You know, my parents are amazing people who are just the most supportive people on earth. And, you know, I think that's the first attribute is just support and willingness to allow me to try things. They never questioned, you know, if I said I wanted to try playing baseball, they were all behind me, no questions asked. And so I think that attitude was really wonderful for them to pass along to me. I also am really thankful. I grew up in a very small community. And so within that community, people really got to know me very quickly. So it wasn't like I was constantly walking into situations where I was having to explain who I was or what I was. I really was in a safe bubble where I felt comfortable to try new things and to grow confidence in who I was, even though I was doing things differently than my peers.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions that you would like the rest of the community to better understand about you and those who have these challenges to overcome daily?
Yeah, totally. I think when people hear the word disability, that usually the connotation is really negative and very bad. So always one of my major goals is to flip that in people's mind. The word disability isn't bad. All disability means is that we're kind of a culture of people who face barriers. Barriers is the word I'd like to highlight, right? So when if I'm a person out in a wheelchair and there are not curb cuts on the sidewalk, that's a barrier for me that I have to get through. Little things that perhaps make my life a little bit harder than your life having to live. So I think just trying to find ways towards universal design or different ways of thinking, which are including people outside of just the normal able-bodied mindset is very valuable in us moving forward.
And we're visiting here on Sound Ideas with Nicole Kelly, former Miss Iowa of 2013, a host of the YouTube show Loud and Proud, and a professional speaker who is coming to Illinois State University and one of just a few to have competed in the Miss America pageant with disability. For those of us who don't work with those who have disabilities on a regular basis, what about the language? Are there certain terms, are there certain phrases that maybe are uncomfortable that could better convey an understanding from the general population?
What is accepted in the world right now, what is politically correct, is what we call person-first language. So I am a person living with a disability, right? And many people see that as being very important. I'm not somebody who will necessarily have my feelings hurt by different terms. I'm very much somebody who just wants, if you don't know the language, I don't want you to be scared to try to have that conversation. Because how are you supposed to know unless you start asking those questions and we start trying to educate one another?
When you go into a new community such as Bloomington Normal, what do you look for to see if that community is not only accessible for those with disabilities, but friendly to those who have those challenges?
Yeah, well, going on to college campuses specifically, it's actually one of my favorite places to go because college campuses are usually extremely accessible and actually very far advanced from the world outside. So usually, and there absolutely is at Illinois State, there is an Office of Accessibility for people who live with disabilities. And that is a wonderful breeding ground for students who are looking to get active or who do need some kind of extra accommodation within their life. So I love going on to campuses and I love meeting the accessibility office and talking to the students there because generally this is going to college has been the first experience of a fully accessible space that students really have interacted with or in.
Former Miss Iowa and disability rights activist Nicole Kelly speaking with GLT's Eric Stock.